when I hear a
bass
drum. I gotta get dumb, though some think it's a fable and label me not able to come. Go correct, so I jet back to my room and invent something to compliment the boom of a kick. Cause I want it all like in Monopoly. The great old make not a mistake. Make sure it's properly done, strictly for public satisfaction. So you're in all when I'm in action. Cause overdue for me to you was a song strong. Bumping the tension, bumping system upon a dilemma. Something to shiver, your peak level. And if you want it deeper, try yo, go get a shovel, yo. And you're pumping.
What's wrong with you?
The battle, this is all over the world. But without a satellite, the
white
power. So you can hear it, bumping your speakers off, bumping, dig it, yeah, you like it. You know the album, get it. And get I keep producing and inducing a rhythm with a style that makes you get loose and sweat. Cause I'm as good as you've gotten yet. Some said it can handle, you wanna bet. And I don't understand the misconception. Thinking if you make it, you're going one direction. When you're in front, yo, you gotta fly. to white.
I pulled out the jammy, thought it was a joke.
The trigger,
I pulled his face.
The yo,
reached in his pocket, took all his cash. Left my man standing with the egg mustache.
Suckers, they come a dime a dozen.
When I say dozen, you know what I'm talking about.
Of survival with CBS News correspondent Walter Cronkite.
Good evening. A unique day in American history is ending, a day set aside for a nationwide outpouring of mankind seeking its own survival. Earth Day, day dedicated to enlisting all the citizens of a bountiful country in a common cause of saving life from the deadly byproducts of that bounty, the fouled skies, the filthy waters, the littered earth. As a demonstration, its success was mixed, beyond expectations here, far below there. No one now can know exactly how many took part. We do have an idea how many planned participation. Student groups in 2,000 colleges and 10,000 lower schools. Citizen groups in 2,000 communities. By one measurement, Earth Day failed. It did not unite. It did attract that broad cross-section of America its sponsors wanted. Not quite. Its demonstrators were predominantly young, predominantly white, predominantly anti-Nixon. Often its protests appeared frivolous, its protesters curiously carefree.
A little 8-bit machine that refuses to die.
Of Raytom. The jury is dismissed. That is all.
But the gravity of the message of Earth Day still came through. Act or die. We begin our report with Bruce Morton in Denver.
A place for Purple Mountain's majesty. A place where, on a clear day, the legend says you could see forever. The clear days are fewer now. And instead of forever, the view often stops with haze. Next to Los Angeles, Denver has the best climate in the country for producing smog. In this unlikely seeming place, the air is threatened. Earth Day is a focus for efforts to save it.
Bicycles at the state capitol were a Denver symbol. Auto pollution is a major problem here in the country's 17th most polluted city, so high schoolers pedal to show there's another way to travel. The altitude increases car engines' pollution output. It doesn't do a thing to bikes. Somebody in the cheerful, disorganized crowd said, let's clean up, and several hundred young people did, scouring the capitol grounds for litter. Said it must be the only one. There were enough paper bags to go around. Then they left for the teach-in, bikers on bikes, but hundreds of others traveling on foot. Some sang, some shouted, all seemed to enjoy the day. High schools were not closed, but many announced absences would be excused. Kerrigan Plaza, the hall, was arranged to seat 6,000, though some planners predicted a half-full house. In fact, it was better than that. Lots of coming and going, but about 5,000 seats filled. Most were young, but not all. Most were white, but not all. A group who bicycled across the state gave Governor John Love a declaration supporting a cleaner planet, and the governor signed it. Earth Day's founder and co-sponsor, Senator Gaylord Nelson, offered a more specific plan.
Elect an ecology Congress as the 92nd Congress, a Congress that will build bridges between our citizens and between men and nature's systems, instead of building more highways and dams and new weapon systems that escalate the arms race. Child in a land of affluence. It is housing that's not worthy of the name and neighborhoods not fit to inhabit. Environment is a problem perpetuated by expenditures of tens of billions of dollars a year on the Vietnam War instead of on our decaying, crowded, congested, polluted urban areas that are inhuman traps for millions of people. If our cities don't work, America won't work. And the battle to save them and end the divisiveness that still splits the country won't be won in Vietnam.
WCOM Radio. Dr. Furious, it's the Furious George Show, Thursday nights. We like to spotlight different themes, and today being Earth Day, I'm going to bring you some clips and sounds from that era and modern era, including the teabaggers. So if you're interested in climate change and doing something about this effed up world we seem to be polluting, stick around. We're going to get furious. Time flies. WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro 103.5. Happy Earth Day, I'm furious.
Unlike the war and civil rights demonstrations of recent years, Earth Day's protest was not focused directly on Washington, and the crowds in the Capitol were small. Daniel Shore reports.
Here on the Washington Monument grounds, only 3,000 gathered in a rally climaxing Earth Day in the capital to which this nation looks for its environmental rescue. Unlike Vietnam, this is a cause which could have united the administration and the Crusaders. It did not. Mainly, they went their separate, polarized ways, as the events since this morning showed.
Yeah, there'll be no pollution in that land. Be no pollution in that land.
An establishment rally was not where the action was. It was among the students. About 1,000 of them marched, their first target, the federal establishment, in the form of the Department of Interior. Now their numbers swell. They have gathered at the Washington Monument with their own heroes, but no administration heroes.
We've dumped defoliants on Vietnam at the rate of 10,000 pounds a month. And in the last fiscal year alone, we blackened 6,600 square miles. We cannot pretend to be concerned with the environment of this country or any other country as long as we continue to engage in a war in Vietnam or a similar war in Cambodia or Laos or anywhere else. Destroying our land, our streams, and our seas. We defile our air, deaden our senses, and pollute our bodies. And it's getting worse. Tens of thousands of people will soon die in Los Angeles, and a thermal inversion is probably now inevitable. And there's not a single instrument in the existing order that is stopping the poisonous flow of traffic into that system. That's what America's become. That's what we have to challenge.
Nuclear groups have expressed concern over the legislation. Daphne Weisham joins us here in Bolivia. She is a fellow at the Institute for Policy Studies in Washington, D.C., and co-director of the Sustainable Energy and Economy Network. She hosts the radio show Earthbeat Radio on WPFW Pacifica Radio. We welcome you to Democracy Now! Why are you here in Bolivia, and talk about your concerns about this bill?
Well, you know, 4 months after so many people gathered in Copenhagen at the climate negotiations, which failed, 15,000 of us have gathered here in Bolivia to really put on the table the concerns that people have around the solutions that have been offered up at the UN negotiations. And one of the main solutions that's being put on the table is this notion of cap and trade and offsets, carbon offsets. Cap and trade is where polluters trade with each other and theoretically reduce emissions domestically. Offsets are where they put money aside and claim that if they direct that money at, say, a rainforest in Brazil, they'll claim that that forest would have been cut down if they hadn't put that money towards that rainforest. So
that allows them to continue.
And it allows them to continue to pollute. Now, what's going to happen on Monday when Carrie Lieberman and Graham introduce their bill? First of all, one of the conditions of the bill we're hearing is that it will eliminate the EPA authority under the Clean Air Act to regulate greenhouse gas emissions, which is a slap in the face to everything that Earth Day stands for.
It was and anti-establishment movement. Gang, control, CBS News, at the Washington Monument.
That were brought home today to a lot of people who have missed the point so far. For instance, the militants who see all this as an establishment trip to divert attention from what to them are more urgent concerns, like civil rights, like Vietnam. They seem to have missed the point that there are no civil rights or peace in a lifeless world.
We made the secret price to secret price.
House these very strong laws. Secondly, it will include cap and trade provisions between utilities, so you could have a nuclear power company trading with a coal power company. But if it's too expensive for them to meet their emissions targets, they could buy offsets. And what people here in Bolivia are saying is, hands off our forests, we don't like carbon offsets, and unanimously, all of the statements that are coming out of the different working groups here are condemning carbon markets. They say they failed in the European Union, they're not a solution, we don't have the atmospheric space to continue imagining that offsets are going to get us to where we need to go, which is 350 parts per million CO2. And so here in Bolivia, there's a lot of hope that Earth Day actually means something, that it does mean, you know, reclaiming the right to controlling our natural resources. The indigenous people have made that claim. And unfortunately, that message is not being heard loudly and clearly enough in Washington.
On the same boat. shows that they fresh me, even on the same boat, even on the same day, even on the same boat, even on the same day.
Did all ever do our thing on the track tonight?
No, Bill, that was another lifetime.
No.
No, that was
the... All right, I got to earn your plug. You're going to love it. I am going to read the Constitution while I gargle with LSD. It's going to be fantastic, Jay. No? Am I wrong? What about your socks, Jay? You wearing
I'm wearing the short socks.
Jay's wearing the short socks. Jay, what are you talking about? These people are short socks.
It's
a big breakthrough.
Federal income.
But here's my thing. California, they spend all this money trying to get things on ballots. But federal law trumps the state law.
Oh, Jay, you're such a buzzkill.
Well, it's true. No matter what the state says,
what?
The federal government goes, you lose.
But look at the deal. Finally, this issue is not a third rail in politics. You know, we had on Governor Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico. Great on this issue for the leading serious guy, because you need serious people.
Gotcha.
I mean, it's one thing if I say we should legalize Marilcore, Bill Maher, what's it? But, you know, this guy doesn't smoke.
Right.
He's from New Mexico. He's on a peyote.
Right.
No.
So, yeah.
They should pay more, though, right?
Certainly. No, they have the right to earn that money. Nobody has the right to take it away from them.
You don't think that billionaires should pay more taxes than you?
No. I think it should be a flat rate.
Do you struggle financially at all, ever? Or do you?
Absolutely. Yeah, I struggle to make my house payment every month.
What sort of policies do you want to see changed?
Well, to abolish the federal income tax. To repeal the health care bill and the Fed. Stop spending.
Because I know it
get rid of some agencies that we don't need.
Getting rid of the Department of Education. Getting rid of the Department, the EPA. Getting rid of the IRS.
Social Security.
But filibuster.
Get rid of it.
Department of Education. I'm not just talking about the gunfire.
EPA.
Yep.
I can go all the way through.
Go all the way through. Get rid of all of them.
And so tell us about your broom here.
Sore losers. Sore losers. And I'm not just talking about the gunfire.
Yeah.
I mean, you expect that from the right wing when they lose a political battle. Of course, the bricks through the window, the death threats on phone machines, you know, that's all acceptable. You know, you have to throw a little tantrum when freedom as we know it dies, because I know what it means to be a patriot is just to make sure that kids don't get checkups. But filibustering? What a pussified way to fight any battle. I mean, you know what the filibuster is.
Of course, of course.
I mean, you know, it's supposed to be a rare procedural only brought out for very
special.
Well,
I just think you gotta sweep them away.
Like birthday sex.
Sweep them right out of Congress. I just like to see them spend the money on things that are not wasteful.
What would you like to see them spend money on?
Well, we need some, we do need... help for some of the underprivileged people. I'm not against... help the country's infrastructure, education. Don't cut teacher salaries, you know.
Now we are met on a great battlefield of a new civil war. And the greatest part of that battlefield is the global warming battle. Now I know that in American speak, you have a word for global warming. Can someone tell me what it is? All together, global warming is... Global warming is...
Who has the ear of these senators and who gets hurt?
Well, right now, they are paying close attention to the usual suspects, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who has in its ranks the American Petroleum Institute, some of the largest greenhouse gas emitters in the country. They're paying attention to some of the large environmental groups, like Environmental Defense, Natural Resources Defense Council, others that are in favor of this cap-and-trade approach. So there are other groups. In fact, I'm part of a no-off Offsets coalition in the United States that includes people from all over the country who recognize that this 2 billion tons of carbon offsets that are in both the House and the Senate bill represents 30% of U.S. greenhouse gas emissions. That means the U.S. could do nothing verifiable, no verifiable emissions reductions until 2030.
Instance,
we could buy our way out of the problem by, for example, gas flares.
Treading on more special interests than ever in our history. For the first time, they may even have to come out against motherhood. For instance, those in industry who see the crisis as only the hysterical creation of do-gooders, they've missed the point if they haven't heard the unanimous voice of the scientists warning that pathway measures and business as usual cannot possibly pull us back from the edge of the precipice. For instance, the too silent majority. The greatest disappointment today was the degree of non-participation across the country, and especially the absence of adults. And the young people who did participate were in a skylark mood, which contrasted rudely with the messages of apocalypse. Of our planet, that's quite another. The indifferent have missed the point that to clean up the air and earth and water in the few years science says is left to us means personal involvement and may mean personal sacrifice, the likes of which Americans have never been asked to make in time of peace. Since today's teaching was that America must undertake a revolution in its way of life. Affluent America will, we were told, almost certainly have to scale down its standards of living, give up having as many cars, as many children, as many cans, as many conveniences, as much conspicuous consumption. Someday, we heard today, the world will be a better place if it listens and acts. In the meantime, perhaps for a generation or more, it will be frighteningly costly to each of us to clean up the mess each of us has made. But the cost of not doing so is more frightening. That's what today's message really means. And those who marched today, and those who slept, and those who scorned, are in this thing together. What is at stake, and what is in question, is survival. This is Walter Cronkite. Good night.
scale down its standards of living. Give up having as many cars, as many children, as many cans, as many conveniences, as much conspicuous consumption.
Teabaggers.
The teabaggers, okay.
Any teabaggers here tonight? They're the ones who got it. And I'm sure they're saying, what are you talking about, Bill?
I was so against the health care bill, I marched on Washington with tea bags hanging from my hat, right, dressed up in my founding father's costume with a picture of Hitler, you know, and Obama's face on him, and, you know, screaming about his birth certificate. And America saw that and said, what loons, we're going with the calm black man.
I would call Communist News Network. MSNBC is just way far out. They're Fabian socialists. And
no, but you don't think that, I mean, Fox News is someone who has on their network people right out of the Republican Party with Mike Huckabee, Karl Rove, Sarah Palin. You actually have people in the party who are sometimes running for office on the network. You don't view that as actually a more obviously biased media?
No, not at all, because that's their platform. That is the only platform that they have to express their views in this country.
The top 10 rated news shows are all on Fox News.
Because of a hunger for that information.
But you speak as if you've been victimized by liberal media.
Absolutely. I've been brainwashed my adult life, my whole life.
WCOM LP Chapel Hill Carrboro. I'm Furious George signing off here in a second or two. Stick around for some bodacious bass. Micropowered community based radio. Doing this all volunteer style because we love it. It's fun. We like to spotlight certain things here, including Earth Day. Happy Earth Day. We had some clips from the original Earth Day 1970 event, and then spliced it in there with some of the absurdities from the teabaggers about their views of climate change, etc. And some voices you might recognize, including Bill Maher, and others. I'll be back next week. Until then, I'm Furious. Stick around. More Micropowered Radio, WCOM.
That's right. Take it!